You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get to business. Try to clean up the puke off your faces. I, you know what? Look, I know yesterday I pulled a Rico. Hey, guys, it's me, a BOGO. Okay.
Is that how I sound?
No. Okay. I'm just... Dude, I'm sorry, but there are certain series that are worse than others. So here's... I'm going to give you a PSA. If you're one of these bought and paid for Lemming fans, and you don't even think it's appropriate to talk about getting clapped up by a team that traded 10 players, hates their life, and doesn't want to play baseball, turn channel. Mm-hmm. Simple. Okay? Certain series happen, and they're not acceptable. No. This is not acceptable.
On a bullpen day.
On a day, here's how bad it is. The Twins pitched people that I don't know who they are. Me! Me!
We got one left-hander we can bring out, so we have to use him at the right moment. Didn't matter.
Kenny's adopted brother. He came in the seventh. Didn't even know Kenny had a brother. Look, in all seriousness, here's the backdrop to all this. If you were at work, hey, if you're at the ballpark, bear with me for one moment. If you're at work, I just want you to imagine a world where a team who we're told is infallible, needs no help, and how dare you question their trade deadline, goes out against a team that's up for sale, no payroll, traded 10 players, everyone's gutted, people don't even want to play, and that team drops a bomb on you, takes 2 out of 3, and now Team A, who's the dominant team, has lost 16 of 23 games. If you'd like more context, good, I'm glad I'm here for that. A month ago today, how serendipitous, a month ago today, your Detroit Tigers had a 15.5 game lead in this division. Today it's 6 because the Guardians beat the Mets again. Gavin Williams essentially had a no-hitter, and you are now up 6. So I'm not telling you to panic. It's your prerogative to do what you want to do. But what you don't get to do is run around and say how unreasonable 97-1 is or how Mike and Rico are meanie pants is. If you want that, there are other shows. There are other media outlets. But we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Rico, I'm sorry. They looked like they had no interest in playing the last 2 days. Lazy.
See, I saw it a little differently. I saw a team that was actually going out there trying to win. They just couldn't get it done. For some reason, they made the Twins look like the Dodgers, where it's like, okay, when you lose to the Phillies, they're just a better team than you. That's okay.
But work with me.
But this team, right there, it's like, who is that pitching? I don't know. They lost 10 players to the trade deadline on a bullpen day, and they came in here and just dominated.
But they're swinging
you.
In garbage. That's my point, Rico. Like, that's laziness.
Well, yeah, and it goes back to your star players ain't looking like star players
right
now. Well,
glad you brought it up. Last 25 games, Javi Baez is Harvey. I hope all of you had fun with the fake-ass all-star routine. He's terrible again. Last night, he swung at a pitch that was in Michigan City, Indiana.
Sister Jean on the mound.
That was Sister Jean's first pitch. Riley Green the last 25 games? How about a 590 OPS? 590. Yeah. Riley Green is awful now.
Water's finding it found its level with him. Yeah.
And the pitching, the bullpen, all of it. How many more times do I have to look at Tyler Holton? I mean, at Tommy Canley in the last month, ERA right around Rico's IQ, 100. You can't pitch him. Go look at the data. It's not even an opinion. It's factual. This is, guys, when you lose 16 out of 23, you got to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. You went into the deadline, and I had to listen to Scott Harris basically act like they were 50 games over, they don't have needs, everyone's unreasonable, and our prospects are worth more than giving ourselves the best chance to win. And I'll never forget it, but when you've read some articles, how the Tigers are really hard to deal with, how Scott Harris is hard to deal with, You know what? It's biting you in the ass a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, I have good news. I do. I'm going to play the role of your pastor today. I have good news.
You're playing the Twins? Oh, wait. That's irresistible.
No. It's not a couple of bloops and a blast. Okay. No, I have good news for you.
Okay.
Baseball's just wacky enough that a week from now, this could be forgotten. Mm-hmm. You have three against the Angels. Skubal, Charlie Morton, Casey Mize. Mm-hmm. Best go take two or three?
Well, yeah, here's the thing, Mike. We've reached the point now that you only have a six-game lead, Skubal has to win every game. Skubal can't have a bad day.
Say that again.
Skubal has to win every game now when he goes out on the mound. It has to be a guaranteed win. He can't have a bad outing. He can't have a hangnail. He can't have anything bad happen, because if he doesn't win, you can find yourself stuck in a 6-7 game losing streak, because we just assume, well, he'll right the ship. He hits the reset button and we start from there. Now the pressure's on. He's got to win
every game
from here on out for the final, 46 games.
You got the three against the Angels, three against the Chi Sox. You're going to have four against the Twins, three against Houston, and I'm pretty sure you finish the month with two against the Royals. If I'm wrong by one game, I'm sorry. It's off the top of my head. Forgive me. The point I'm making is September is going to be a lot more difficult on paper. Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, et cetera, et cetera. If you're not concerned now, you're not a bad person. I don't agree with you, but you're not bad. But when will you be? Yeah. And look, I'll say it again. You take five of the next seven, a lot of this gets forgotten. But you don't get to be, oh, we got it all turned around. Why? Because you drilled the Diamondbacks? You came out. You should have lost all three in Philly. You lost two of three. You could have lost all three here. You did lose two of three. And this series, I want to shout out Pat Caputo on something. It's Pat's phrase. He deserves it. They played clown ball. Mm-hmm. Rico, I know you don't want to term it laziness. Maybe that's a bad deal. Maybe unfocused would be better.
Okay.
When you're swinging at crap, when you are having what I deem to be lazy at bats, when you go and you pinch hit, they brought in, you know, Lance Funderburk or whoever the hell they brought in. The guy's got an ERA of a zillion. He sucks. He can't strike anybody out. He's infinitely hittable. And you know what the Tigers do? Righty, 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 righty. You come off the bench. Your job is to attack the strike zone. Isn't that Scott Harris's phrase?
That is.
I watched three of the worst at bats you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That's not what they do.
No, because here's the thing. I thought that the Diamondbacks losing streak was over, and it was like the get-right series, but you're seeing pressing. So it's I don't think it's laziness. I think they're pressing because maybe they see the Diamondbacks series as we do. It didn't fix anything. You just got some wins, but same problems are still there with new teams.
Here's the other thing. If you want to have a conversation about the division, that's one thing. You want to have a conversation about making the playoffs, that's another. I'm not having those currently. I still think they'll get both of those things done. However, Rico's point is well taken. You're only up six. It was 15 and a half a month ago. Here's the reality. I'm interested in having the other conversation, the one where I get attacked because I want more. Mm-hmm. You know, big meanie Mike. Do you think this team is winning a World Series? That's the conversation I want to have. Because unlike a lot of you, I'm not interested in pounding Marlboro Reds and daiquiris. YOLO ballpark. I want to win a World Series. Okay? I'm not interested in the rest.
Look, when they were going through their losing streak and it was still like, I think they were up 10 games. I said, you dip below seven and now you're in trouble. Well, they're below seven. They're at six. I am very concerned because now you're a bad weekend from close to panic mode, where now you look, you're already scoreboard watching Cleveland. You shouldn't be. It's August, but we are, because now not only do you have to follow your team, you have to see what they're doing. A month ago, that sounded ridiculous. A month ago, we were just trying to see, okay, where are they going to be? Will they get to, you know, will they be in a 5-game series, or, you know, will they get a bye? Like, we didn't know, but now this thing, Mike, Cleveland, it may be addition by subtraction, very similar to what the Tigers did last year. When Javi was gone, all of a sudden they got better. Cleveland's minus two pitchers right now, and they are playing some great baseball. I looks like, seems like, feels like. But
I'm not yelling.
It looks like that addition by subtraction, you should be very, very concerned. We should not be scoreboard watching in August.
And early returns on the text, there's a number of people comparing this Tigers team to what the Twins did last year, in that they could just collapse and fall apart out of the playoffs.
I mean, I'm not ready to...
I'm not either. I'm just saying that's what... People are, I think, in panic mode
I'll be there if the... Look, if I'll say it again. Three against the Angels, and your pitchers are lined up for it. Three against the White Sox, four more against this nonsense AAA team you lost to, okay? Kenny, if the next 10 games, they can't scrape 6-4, then we'll have a different conversation. Is that fair?
It's fair in the same way, and you put it both ways, though, is that you said... In a week from now, in 2 weeks from now, this whole conversation, this whole Cleveland thing, that or this whole...
that could be totally different.
This whole Minnesota thing could be totally different.
Put it this way. If they're sitting at the end of this month with just a 5-6 game lead with the rest of the schedule they have coming up, I'll buy into that. That, you know what? Maybe you'll have a choke job.
This thing would have to be down to 3 or 4 for me to buy into it. But really? Guess what? We're splitting hairs. I don't think anyone is wrong in this. Let me be unequivocal here. If you're not panicked, I'm not mad at you. I think you could make a case. The problem I'm having is I'm the guy who thought your lineup was fake as hell at the beginning of the year. Well, now it is fake as hell. So what am I supposed to tell you? That it's going to all be okay? No, it's not. Because you have subpar ball players playing subpar ball. That's who they are. Oh, wait, Javi Baez is up there like Stevie Wonder again? Yes, he is. It's who he is. The Riley Green thing is the one thing I could sell you. He's your best ball player. He's going through a god-awful 25 games. Guess what? You play 162. Baseball's weird. Mm-hmm. But Rico, in fairness, he had a mental break yesterday. They bring him back today. 0-4, 3Ks. He's swinging at garbage. So I don't know what to say. The bullpen, look, as unbelievable as last year was, with the Briskies and the Holtons and the Herders and whatever other nonsense they brought up here. And right. It worked.
No, it did.
We eventually said, you know what? I can't explain it. I'm just going to buy into it. Well, now all the guys that helped you last year aren't doing it. They're not here. You go out and get Canely. Maybe now you're starting to see why Canely didn't have big money offers. Why Canely wasn't attractive even to the very team he was with. It's almost like you can't survive throwing 80 straight changeups. Canely's been unpitchable. Then you go to the Holton experience. You can't pitch Tyler Holton anymore.
No.
You can't. And then you go out and look, I like Finnegan. I don't have a problem with it. Solid MLB seventh or eighth inning guy on a World Series team. He's not a big time closer.
No.
But it's Finnegan and friends. So now what am I supposed to sell the listener, brother? Sell him that Paul Sewald is going to unmummify himself and Sewald's going to save our season?
Which is how great they're going to be in 2029.
Oh, Jose Urquidy and his one arm. He'll do the trick. Look.
You didn't want to have anybody to come back and haunt you.
The other problem is this. Now, from a starting pitching standpoint, I think Rico made the best comment. You've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. You are at a point now where if you're going to play like this, Google just has to win every game. Flaherty, I don't buy into late in the year. Well, he had two nice performances. That was following 5 bad ones. Now, today was another bad one. Jack Flaherty, I worry about breakdown. There's a reason the Yankees didn't want him last year. It's the physical. So I got to wait and see on Flaherty. Reese Olson's dead. You get Charlie Morton. Again, Morton's first two months, I think he had a 7.5 ERA.
Wasn't that good?
And he's turned it around. Here's my problem. He's 41, 42 years old. Can I really depend on him? And that exactly. It's all fun and games. Oh, he's dotting it at 96. He's a question mark to me. Mize, up and down. The pitching doesn't look as good as we had hoped, as we thought it would be. So what do I sell you there? See, this is the problem. I can't go on the air and lie to people. Now, other people will. Don't worry. Trust me. This town's full of that. I'm not going to do it. I can't sell you the lineup's going to be mashing left and right. Do I think you will kill bad teams more often than not? Sure. Has nothing to do with winning the World Series. The starting pitching outside of Skubal, roll the dice. Mm-hmm. And the bullpen, I'm wholly unconvinced. I got to see it over a 2-3-4 week stretch, because even AJ Hinch on our airwaves today said it. There was urgency in AJ's voice, Rico. This is a 40-game sprint. We got to get the right people in the right spots. We got to get the right arms in the bullpen. I don't know how they get out of it, because comprehensively, over the course of a month, they're not doing much well. So I'm not panicked. I'm concerned.
I'm very concerned.
And that's fine, because I don't think anyone should attack you for that.
Their all-star Riley Green is just not. I mean, Mike, 46 games left. He strikes out 70 more times. He's going to set the record for strikeouts.
Okay, but
I'm just saying.
If you end the year with an 850 OPS, strike out 300 times. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm just saying when he used to hit it. Kenny, go ahead. You look angry. You look poised to speak.
No, the way I look at this is, and maybe I'm doing this wrong, and please tell me if I am, but I'm looking at the Tigers when everything was awesome and everything is cool when you're part of a team and vibes were super high. And then I'm looking at this. I believe the truth has to be somewhere in the middle. They're not that good. They're not that bad.
That's right. And in the middle is, you're probably low to mid 80 win team, 85, 86 wins.
You could win a playoff series, but to call yourself World Series good?
You mean to go out at the deadline and make Dollar Tree stuff acquisitions? Yeah, no, that's the problem. And look, even today, I was puzzled by some of this stuff. Tommy Kahnle, you're getting blown out. You're pitching him. What are you doing pitching Will Vest today?
Yeah, I couldn't answer that question for you. I'm like, maybe he just needs
to throw. You got the off day. Hey, fine enough. I want to throw the number up. And if you're coming home from the ballpark, you don't need to feel any type of way. But I'm asking, if you're not concerned now, what will it take for you to be? Cleveland beat the Mets today. It's down to 6 games. A month ago today, you had a 15.5 game lead. Since then, some injuries. Since then, your best ball player's unplayable. Since then, your bullpen has gone to a state of largely disrepair. So tell me what it is. And if you're not concerned now, why? And if you are concerned, how do they get out of it? That's it. Unless you want to do National Oyster Day.
That was 2 days ago.
248-539-9797. I got one for that. Where is it? You got the ticket text coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with those people. I don't care.
The Tigers are not hustling on ground balls, watching strikes, swinging at balls, landing in the bullpen. The Tigers are going full Minnesota. See, that's the second or third one of those I've gotten in the last 5 minutes. People, I think, are more than concerned. I think they're full panic at this point.
No, you want to know why? Here's why. Because last year at this time, when the Tigers had started winning, we're like, wouldn't it be funny if they all of a sudden got... And now you experienced that. You saw what it takes to start clawing your way up there. Real recognizes real. And I think a lot of Tigers fans are looking at the Guardians saying, oh, dear God, that was us last year. And we look like we're going to be the Twins and we're just going to play our way right out of this thing. I think that's why you're seeing that, Kenny.
Are they finally starting to play to their skill level?
I think
that's a text.
I think in a lot of instances, yes. I mean, it's again, the Riley Green thing, no. But a lot of these other guys, I mean.
Another one came in about something similar, saying Javier is turning back into Harvey, the one that we thought of.
Listen, go look at the data. The last month, Javi's hitting sub 200. He's got an OPS of sub 600. It might be sub 500. I will double check. Yeah, he's bad. Matt Vierling, I mean, congrats on the bloop. But Vierling, look, it does take time to work yourself back from injury. It does. They're men, not machines. But for Vierling, you're approaching 100 at-bats. At that point, you kind of are what you are.
But we're talking about Matt Vierling here. I mean, we saw what he did in the playoffs last year. It's just,
I understand that,
me.
But how did you get to the playoffs? Because, face of franchise. You're mean for not respecting Matt Vierling. Okay, well, fine. But look, when you put it together, I don't know what the outs are. They did not address some needs in a meaningful way at the deadline. This is what it is. Do I think that the bullpen can get better? Yes. The pitching kind of is what it is. What, do I think Charlie Morton's going to be substantially better than Reese Olson? No. Do I know that Mize will be the Mize early in the year pre-injury and be more consistent? I don't know it. I can hope for it. Do I know that Alex Cobb is alive? Magic 8-Ball says uncertain.
I'm not counting on him at all.
So, right. So then it's, Chris Paddock's career has been over for 5 years. Well, he was great when he debuted. How'd he look this week? He's a 5 ERA guy. Okay? He's an innings eater. So then we get to the lineup, and the lineup's my biggest concern. Overly dependent on left-handed power. They don't have a true leadoff man. Glaber's good. Riley should be really good. I have faith there. But outside of that, like, what do you think? More Jamai Jones? You know, I have an itch, and the only thing that will scratch it is more Jamai Jones. Like, no.
We need more Jamai.
More cowbell. So, guys, I don't know. I want to know what you think, okay? And if you're not concerned, cool. Tell me why. But if you are, I want you to have a way to talk about it without being attacked. Because basically in this town, you get attacked. There's a weird love affair with the Detroit Tigers. The Red Wings don't get this level of romance. The Pistons sure don't. And I'd tell you the Lions don't. The Tigers are this protected species thing where now, how can you say that? Because I want to win a World Series. Do I believe this team's winning a World Series the way they're playing? Absolutely not. No. And in fact, you're closer to losing the division than you are getting to a World Series. Do I believe you will lose the division? No. But I'll tell you, a week from now, and guys, I'm not being dramatic. I'm just shooting you straight. You know, you're 6-17 over your last 23. All right, if you go 2-5 your next seven, well, now you're, what, 8-22? Oh, you're talking about a 30-game rip. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to play good ball, and if Cleveland continues to play above 500 baseball, guys, it becomes a math equation. So let's rap about it. And I don't think anyone's the villain here. Concerned, not concerned. Hey, do your thing. But let me help you with how real baseball towns handle things. You talk about stuff like this, okay? I'm not going to go get a trumpet and run around the room with my rally trumpet. We get to talk about stuff. 248-539-9797. Good?
Great.
You look great today. I love that hat. Oh, I hate the team, but I like the hat.
Oh, thank you.
It's a Niners hat, people, but it's an alternate logo. It's got like a gladiator theme to it. Rico put some Swarovski crystals on there. It's very garish. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.